The old-timer had been very serious in laying down the law that no man must travel alone in the Klondike after 50 below. Well, here he was. He'd had the accident, and he was alone. Well, all a man had to do was keep his head, and he would be all right. Any man who was a man could travel alone. But it was surprising how fast his cheeks and nose and fingers were freezing. It must be 75 below. This is Jack London at his finest, spinning stories of the Yukon in the late 1800s. Men and dogs fighting the elements, risking their lives for the promise of gold. To Build a Fire and Burning Daylight by Jack London. This audiobook available now at www.mysite.com.